Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. On this first week of January 2023, the Lake Region Roundup, scheduled for tomorrow and Thursday in Devil's Lake. It's an annual event, a great get-together. If you can, get to Lake Region Roundup tomorrow, Thursday, in Devil's Lake. Breakfast, 8 a.m., general session start at 9. Keynote speakers will take place in the World War II Memorial Building there in Devil's Lake. Lots of breakout sessions. Next week, it's the I-29 Moo-U. It's a dairy winter workshop put on by South Dakota State University and University of Nebraska. Brings in a lot of experts focusing on topics that'll help dairy producers understand carbon credits, market access, and more. I-29 Moo-U, Brookings, in the Wilbert Square Event Center, January 11th. A week from tomorrow, this year's theme is Milking the Carbon Cow. What kind of market action do we expect in the early part of 2023? We visited with Mike Kruger about that.
Volume is a little bit less, which it typically is this time of year. The market, so, you know, we started for the Christmas holiday with soybeans at one point. We're up 35 to 40 cents, and that January contract, you know, popped its head above that kind of magical $15 mark, which I think from a technical standpoint is pretty significant. But then as the day wore on yesterday, nothing could hold the gains, and it kind of sold off, closed just a freckle higher. And today we started firm overnight, firm this morning, but we did sustain a pretty good rally today with beans up 26, 27 cents, closed at $15.12 or so in the January contract. That's a very nice move, and I suspect that that might entice a few more people to do some technical buying or technical short covering. And also based on we came back from the weekend and not as much rain across Argentina and southern Brazil as some were hoping for. Yeah. Forecast looks like a chance of rain this coming weekend down there, but then hot and dry. And I think that finally has more people starting to reduce expectations for Argentina's corn and soybean crops. They're not trimming back Brazil yet. Southern Brazil is dry, but the rest of Brazil is in pretty good shape. And, of course, that you can't have beans up 26 cents without corn and wheat markets coming a little bit. So we had the corn market up 8 to 9, and in wheat 9 to 10 higher in KC and Chicago, and just kind of steady in Minneapolis. So a pretty good first couple of days of the week between Christmas and New Year's. Right now, it's all about weather in Brazil and Argentina, right? Get into late March, April, May, of course, the weather forecast will shift here. We'll switch to here, but to keep these markets humming, is we need to see more export demand, particularly for corn. And Tuesday morning, the USDA did announce some pretty significant corn sales to Japan. The second week in January, we will get, of course, the standard USDA monthly supply and demand revisions, but we will also get their kind of first official glimpse of how many acres of winter wheat were planted this last fall. And there's a wide range of opinions on that. Some analysts are looking at insurance records and saying, gee, farmers planted a million or a million and a half more acres than what they did a year ago. I think the offset will be, yeah, they might have intended to plant that much, but in the southern plains where it's been so terribly dry all fall and late last summer, I suspect some of those intended acres didn't go in at all, and I wouldn't be surprised that that's why we saw, from an insurance standpoint, farmers, at least on paper, say they were going to plant more wheat just because the potential for some crop insurance payments. So it will be the U.S. winter wheat acres first. It'll be the supply and demand, and, of course, everyone will look there to see if they add or reduce U.S. corn, wheat, or soybean exports. And then, you know, not long after that, we will get the final corn and soybean production numbers and quarterly stocks report.
Mike Kruger on the markets. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.